The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Multiple wins for Ireland at last night's Global Globes, with the Banshees of Inisherin winning Best Picture for Musical or Comedy, Best Screenplay going to Martin McDonagh, and Colin Farrell picking up Best Actor. Now, to talk about all of this and the rest of the big winners, and also something of the background to the Golden Globes, I'm joined by Lisa Cannon, TV host and executive producer of Spotlight. Lisa, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. A pleasure to be here.
Now, there was a lot of speculation where they bunched the Golden Globes after last year's controversy. Would they ever recover? It was a private event last year. It became once again a public event on telly this year. What was the background to that?
Well, I think just in relation to the Golden Globes, they're always seen as the sister to the Oscars. So sometimes people don't take them that seriously, when in fact, actually, they're the precedent for what's going to come. And sadly, you know, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, you know, is very much a European-based panel. I was actually asked to join them last year because of the controversy, but essentially that they had no black members in the 87-strong voting body. And that, of course, caused huge controversy amongst the, and ruffled a lot of feathers in the film community.
I better point out, you're not black, just as it happens. So the diversity bit, they wanted more women on the panel.
Absolutely. I mean, it was lovely to be approached. Obviously, you know, we were put through the ringer, and I didn't get the placement. But really what they were trying to do is reach out to others, and in this kind of ethical failing that they had. You know, what also transpired is that a lot of the Hollywood execs were getting freebies, PR stunts. So we have people like Scarlett Johansson boycotting them, Tom Cruise saying, you know, this is ridiculous. This is not how film is meant to be projected, or others. So people campaigning for nominations, you know, along with other, as I said, failings. I think, you know, with it all, it really had to stop. And that's where the full stop came last year. So bringing it back this year in a whole auditorium and the format with, you know, as we know, Colin winning last night and everything. I mean, it's wonderful, but it really took a dent last year.
Did the host make any reference to the ethical background to the new format?
Yeah, no, there was definitely kind of a note and a nod to certain elements, but I suppose they didn't want to draw attention to it. Of course, Eddie Murphy did. He brought back the the Will Smith comment. So, you know, I think it again is one of those more difficult challenges in Hollywood, because they're only finding their feet coming back with the Golden Globes. They've taken, I think, major measures to make sure that the Golden Globes is now right, and now it's going to be well. I mean, I think at the end of the day, we have Brendan Fraser, that's another one who was nominated for Best Actor this year in his role in The Whale. He actually said he wasn't going to attend the ceremony because, you know, obviously there had been an issue around, he'd been inappropriately touched, if you want to say that, but he didn't want to attend. So therefore, he has not been there. Therefore, the Globe went to Austin Butler for Elvis. So I think they've taken a lot of turns. I think, you know, the televised ceremony has been very complicated, but it's back on track and we have some winners.
Now, we were nominated in how many categories? I say we, I'm talking about Martin
eight
McDonagh's.
Eight categories. I mean, I think, you know, for the Banshee of Inisherin to majorly scoop in a hat trick these awards last night, it's incredibly momentous. I'm so proud. I woke up this morning, I stayed up till 2 in the morning when I saw Colin won. I was like, big smile on my face. I knew, you know, I was going to come in and talk to you today about it. And I'm delighted. I've met him several times. I know Barry Keoghan well as well. They were all nominated. Brendan Gleeson, of course, Barry, Colin, Martin McDonagh. I mean, Kerry Condon. What a scoop. I'm thrilled.
Now, I tell you what we'll do. We'll have a listen to Colin's, or some of Colin's remarks after his big win.
To work on this film, I never expect films to work or to find an audience. And when they do, it's shocking to me. And so I'm so horrified by what's happened around Banshees over the last couple of months in a thrilling kind of way. Brendan, I love you so much. I love you so much. To get to cohabitate this creative space with you every day. All I did when I came to work every day was aspire to be your equal. I'm not saying I even got there, but the aspiration kept me going. And I thank you for that for the rest of my days also. Kerry, to finally see the world after 20 years of acting, you can forget that piano. To finally see the world after 20 years of acting, find your work now. You're extraordinary. Barry, when you're sharing a house with an actor you're working with, a word of advice, Barry, don't eat his crunchy nut cornflakes and leave him with no breakfast in the morning. Okay, you should never send a man to work on an empty belly. I want to thank Sheila Flitton, who played our banshee. I want to thank the cast and the crew and the locals of Inishmore and Achill Island that brought us in, and there was lines blurred between all of us so that we were just one big family for the betterment of all of our souls on that experience. And lastly, Jenny the donkey and my kids at home who are watching this, James and Henry, the loves of my life. I love you so much, and thanks Hollywood Foreign Press. All the best, Eddie.
A very nice speech.
I thought it was brilliant. Very, very Colin, actually. Very natural and very relaxed. Poor old Barry missed out, of course, on Best Supporting Actor. But
okay. But Martin McDonagh, a scriptwriter as well as a director, but he won for scriptwriter and overall comedy drama, was the gong for the movie itself.
Absolutely.
So pretty impressive awards.
Absolutely. I think it's wonderful. I mean, I think, you know, we have kind of now paved the way for what the Oscar predictions and nominations are going to be. We're in kind of January 24th for that. So I'll be earmarking that. But I think, you know, I think Brendan Gleeson and, of course, Colin, their relationship as actors going right back to 2008 with In Bruges. Of course, he won the Golden Globe there again. I think it's wonderful. 14 years later and the movie being made in Ireland and the Aran Islands and, you know, especially getting those mentions on a global platform like that is fantastic. Fantastic. Yeah. Even Jenny the Donkey got a mention.
When you hear the title, you know, The Banshees of Inisherin, you wondered, like, could that sit with an American audience?
Absolutely.
And then, of course, it does, because it's about the human condition. It's about, you know, estrangement. And we'll be talking about Prince Harry and a family estrangement later on in the programme. But for those who haven't yet seen it, it is streaming on Disney Plus.
That's right.
Don't want to spoil it for them. But it's a wonderful movie.
It's absolutely wonderful. And I think Colin no more himself is surprised. As he said, you know, I'm in many interviews in the lead up to his win last night, I'm so surprised that there is this audience, because it's a small movie. And Colin tends to look at the independent movie sector sometimes more than even the blockbusters. I mean, of course, he's, you know, the Penguin and all the movies. He's done many, many other ones, you know, over the years. But I think for him, even Triage that he did years ago, which I interviewed him in Spain for, he likes the niche. And coming back to Ireland and being able to spend time in Ireland, I mean, it was a joy for him, a pure joy. And I think, you know, with his wins, he's really been on a winning streak. Not only has he had a standing ovation, 13 minutes at the Venice Film Festival. Of course, he won Best Actor there. He's also won at the Palm Springs International Film Festival, at the Desert Palm Achievement Award. He's won that. I mean, I could list them all, Pat, but there's so many. Boston Online Film Critics, Critics' Choice Awards, you know, the EDA's Awards. He is winning all the time throughout Oscar season. So good luck to him.
Now, before I let you go, I want to mention something we're doing next week. We're beginning a new series, which we're calling Inside Hollywood, because you are a Hollywood insider. What are you going to talk about next week?
Well, next week, Colin being one of my favourite topics to talk about, but we have actually Brad Pitt coming up.
Another leading man.
A leading man, absolutely. He's got lots of great movies, you know, 80 films in 30 years. Babylon is coming out soon. But, you know, we'll be kickstarting right through from the infancy of his career with Thelma and Louise right through to Club and all the way up to today.
I'm looking forward to Inside Hollywood. By the way, if you were at the Golden Globes and you were trying to get home to the East Coast or whatever, breaking news, all flights across the US have been grounded due to an FAA computer system glitch. And we'll bring more to our listeners when we get it. Interesting stuff.
Pity I wasn't at the LA Awards last night.
Lisa Cannon, nice TV host, executive producer of Spotlight, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.